Hi, this is Jean Watson, and I'm so glad you could join me today on UCB Ireland. Are there any areas of your life that you'd like to change today? Perhaps you're feeling stuck in addiction or even a destructive habit that you can't seem to shake. Well, I have good news for you. Being a Christian doesn't mean trying harder to be a good person or even trying harder to follow the Bible or look like Jesus. Jesus died and was resurrected from the dead so that we could be changed, not by our good works, but by His Spirit. But sometimes to move forward in life and in our faith, old things in us first have to die. The book of Genesis tells the story of a man who had his life turned upside down by God so that he could be fully fruitful, and his name was Jacob. Jacob came out of the womb grabbing his twin brother Esau's heel. His name meant heel grabber or supplanter, and that's exactly who he was. Jacob was tricky. He even cheated his twin brother out of his birthright and his blessing. Jacob was truly in it for himself, and because of his selfishness, he had to leave home, fearing for his life. So he went to his uncle Laban's place to hide, but Jacob couldn't run from God. While he was on his way to Haran, Jacob had a strange encounter with God in a dream. In this dream, he saw a stairway leading to heaven with angels ascending and descending between the two places. Then he even heard God speak to him. Genesis 28:13 says, "There above it stood the Lord, and he said, 'I'm the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac. I will give you and your descendants the land on which you are lying. Your descendants will be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west and to the east, to the north and to the south. All peoples on earth will be blessed through you and your offspring. I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you." What's so strange about this encounter between Jacob and the Lord is that Jacob had done nothing to deserve it. So far, we've seen him do nothing good, and yet God gave him a prophetic dream and also promises about his life that the Lord himself said he would accomplish. By this time, Jacob's life was pretty screwed up, but I believe God was telling him in this encounter that his screw-ups had not disqualified him from receiving God's blessing on his life. After Jacob's first encounter with the Lord, he went to work for Laban and became prosperous, but his heart had not changed. This time he cheated his father-in-law and wore out his welcome in Haran. Soon he was once again running from a mess he had made, but now the only place to go was back to the first mess he had made. Jacob must once again face his brother Esau, and he was nervous. But this time we see a change in Jacob's heart. Before he was to meet Esau again, Genesis 32:9 says, "Then Jacob prayed, 'O God of my father Abraham, God of my father Isaac, Lord, you who said to me, go back to your country and your relatives, and I will make you prosper. I am unworthy of all the kindness and faithfulness you have shown your servant. I had only my staff when I crossed this Jordan, but now I've become two camps. Save me, I pray, from the hand of my brother Esau, for I'm afraid he will come and attack me, and also the mothers with their children. But you have said, I will surely make you prosper and will make your descendants like the sand of the sea, which cannot be counted." After Jacob prayed, he had an encounter with God again in the middle of the night. This time as a wrestling match with the Lord that lasted all night long. In this second encounter with God, Jacob was no longer wrestling for his own way. He was wrestling for God's blessing on his life. Genesis 32:26 says, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." Well, the Lord honored Jacob's request, but his blessing came in the form of a dislocated hip and a limp that he would carry for the rest of his life. Why would limping with pain be a blessing? Well, I believe Jacob's limp was a constant reminder of his struggle with God. In fact, in that encounter, the Lord changed his name from Jacob the heel grabber to Israel, which means one who struggles with God. That doesn't sound like a good name, but it is, because to wrestle with God means that you trust Him enough to change you where you need to be changed, even if it hurts. God had to dislocate some things in Jacob's heart in order to give him the faith and the authority he would need to lead the next generation. He needed to be humbled and broken, trusting in God's strength rather than his own. And the same is true of us. Sometimes God uses pain to dislocate things in our lives and our hearts that are preventing us from moving forward. God has things prepared for you to do and be that you can't do the old way anymore. He wants to give you a new identity, not as one that has to struggle and fight to make our own way, but rather as one who leans on the Lord to be our way. Jacob wrestled with God and was transformed. We know he was changed, because when he saw his brother Esau, he said, "To see your face is like seeing the face of God." Jacob no longer saw people as objects to be used. Instead of using people for his own gain, he became one who blessed people, fulfilling God's promise to him in the beginning. Friends, the change you're seeking in your life won't come as you wrestle for it. It will come as you wrestle with God in prayer. Ask the Lord to change you, even if it hurts. Ask Him to break anything in you that doesn't look like Jesus. Ask for His blessing on your life above all else. Let's pray together. Father, forgive me for trying to make my own way in life. Forgive me for not trusting You to lead me, guide me, help me, and change me. Right now, I place my needs and desires before You, and I pray that You would exchange them for Your desires. Change me where I need to be changed, even if it hurts. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, this may seem like a hard message, but rest assured, if you will have courage to wrestle with God for His blessing on your life, it will be so worth it. Thanks for listening today, and I hope you can tune in again next time on UCB Ireland. Take care now.